Thanks for listening, you guys. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, producer Ion Grant. Hey, we haven't gotten to this Tom Cruise story. Let's talk about that.
You want to talk, Tommy?
I do.
Tommy?
Yeah.
So Tom Cruise, you might remember, I don't know if you guys even followed the news much last year, but the pandemic that happened, you remember it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so COVID-19, we caught a coronavirus at first, felt too common, and we gave it COVID-19. We went scientific on it. Remember that debate? Should we call it COVID? Is it COVID-19?
Is it coronavirus? What do we do?
Tom Cruise got caught on tape tearing into Mission Impossible 7 crew members for violating COVID protocols.
Can I tell you, this is like my favorite stuff. When somebody leaks the audio of someone flipping out. Oh, good for you. Oh, good for you.
By the way, we need to hear that's Christian Bale from years ago on the Terminator Salvation set, which was right across. It was the studio just next door to where we taped for Reels in New Mexico.
No way.
I remember somebody was giving me a tour, and they were like, oh, that's where Christian Bale had his meltdown, right there. I was like, no way.
Oh, that's awesome.
But at some point, and he curses, I think, quite a bit through it. So, Grant, maybe you could find us at some point that, so
I'm
we can just
to find
enjoy
a clean version, yeah.
An old Christian Bale. Because what did he say right before? Oh, good for you. Like, what did he say? I need to more context. Tom Cruise, on the other hand, the more recent one, he was all upset about COVID protocols not being followed. He's not sorry for the outburst. He said, quote, I said what I said. There was a surge happening in England also at that point, and there was a lot at stake at that point, but it wasn't my entire crew. I had the crew leave the set. It was just select people. And the wonderful thing is, we never shut down again. And here we are continuing to film. That movie, Mission Impossible 7, was one of the first to be shut down due to COVID, which was an added burden on him. Quote, all those emotions were going through my mind. And for the whole crew to know that we'd started rolling on a movie was just a huge relief. It was very emotional. Your thoughts?
I wouldn't feel any differently if he freaked out with everybody there or not, because I completely agree with him. It sounds like he had told them before, and now he was having to tell them again. And he was probably really concerned. He was an executive producer on the film.
Yeah, and he said at that point, he's up all night talking to executives, other people from Hollywood who were trying to reach out and say, can we do it? Can we make a movie?
Right.
But wasn't some of the initial blowback, first of all, no matter what you do, you get to choose if you're going to tolerate being spoken to like that or
right.
not. You can walk away and say, nope, I got a different standard than that, or you can stay, whatever. Some of the pushback I thought had to do with him being seen without a mask at a couple different points on set, and then there was this like, whoa, easy does it.
Okay, but he's the star of the movie, and I don't think the star of the movie is going to be wearing a mask in the...
No, I don't mean when acting.
You mean when off.
Yes,
okay.
That's the initial blowback that I remember. I could be wrong. That's the joy in not having to be right, but I could get it. Some people thinking like, okay, so now we're getting preached to. But and I think that could rub some people's... Everybody has lied about what they did during COVID to stay safe. Everybody, every human being. They like preach one thing and then they take their mask down when they talk to you. And there's been this public-private thing. And so I think there's a little bit of rub there that maybe some of the crew members were like, wait, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wasn't on the set. It just
You weren't there that day?
I wasn't there that day, no.
Oh.
But I think it's okay. People freak out sometimes. People lose their cool. I forgive him.
And if our boss flipped
out on us today, is she still listening?
Why don't do this? You're inviting a tongue lash.
Especially if we're doing something that she's just talked to us about, which, by the way, we did.
But usually she just yells at us via email, which is better.
Right.
When she's like, hey, you doorknobs, how about you stop doing the thing I told you to not do?
Right.
Just
but if she did raise her voice, I'd go, you know what? She has a right to. She's asked us many times.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise's was different than just raising your voice. He just had a... And I'm not saying, like, hold it against them, and it's okay. Forgive him, move on, I get it. But that his was different, more elevated. Forget about Tom Cruise for the moment.
Okay.
Let's go back to Christian Bale, since we always isolate that sound of, oh, good for you. This is Christian Bale when he got upset on the set of Terminator Salvation years ago.
I want you off the set, you...
Sorry.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. What the are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I... walk around and rip that... No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want... No! No! Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your fucking lights down?
Oh, my God.
In the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through? Like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
What don't you fucking understand?
Oh, no. Make it stop.
You got any fucking idea about... Hey, it's... distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Give me a fucking answer.
Whoa.
What don't you get about it?
Sorry.
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
All right, that's enough of Mr. Bale.
Damn.
Maybe we need to include, and how was it? I like the follow-up question. What were you doing? I was looking at the light. Oh, good for you. And how was it?
How was it?
Wow. Poor Bruce.
Wow.
It still goes on for another 3.5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that means... But here's what happens, you know, to give these guys grace, Tom Cruise and Christian Bale, which I'm sure the audience is like, please give them grace, these big, great, powerful celebrities. But sometimes when you get going, it is every word is another log in the fire. Mm-hmm. And then you step back and you're like, what the heck? I burned that whole house down.
Yes.
I didn't mean to do that.
Right. And, you know, those two are friends. He
Bruce.
Even said afterwards that they are, you know, friends. The poor guy was probably just trying to check the light.
What
in
were
the
you
scene.
Doing? I was checking the light. Oh, good for
I'm
you.
Sorry, but if
and
you,
how was it?
If you two started yelling me at like that, I would never consider you guys friends ever again. I'm sorry. I know I can make a lot of mistakes, but, like, there's a point where it's like, okay, let's just...
Well,
so you're team Bruce.
No, I probably, because I am Bruce. I'm the one in the background making all the mistakes.
I suppose I'm Christian Bale, right?
Yes, and I think I put out a Cruise vibe.
Oh, no. I think it's a forgivable offense.
Oh, for sure, yes.
Yeah. They probably laugh about it now.
All right, speaking of laughing, you're going to laugh when you find out what has been Googled, the top five things that have been Googled in the last 15 years in general from people. What do we look up more than we look up anything else? I think number three on the list particularly amuses me. Plus, it's our Facebook question today. What's the last thing you Googled? We'll get into that. Learn about each other next on Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex. And you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Good morning. Happy hump day. Thanks for listening to the show. Ah, see, I snuck it in there, Steve. Got it in there. Is it hump day?
I forgot it was hump day.
It's hump day, which means Millennial X Games Day.
Which this is it, man.
This
I love
is
saying this stuff over top of you. It's fun.
I'm going to get fired.
It's coming up at 11:30. Oh, by the way, I actually already have I'll text Amy. I have a list of folks that I think would slide right in.
Better not be any of my friends.
You know all of them. Mm-hmm. Pretty,
okay,
pretty well.
All right. I'm firing you.
Donna, please.
Let's study first. Okay, here we go.
Studies have shown that...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
All right. This is fun.
It's great.
Google just revealed the five questions people have searched for the most. Were you surprised by these?
There was one in the middle of the list. In the top five things in general during the last 15 years that folks have Googled. I believe number three on the list.
It's so weird.
Was how to kiss.
Like, I want to look that up now.
That's what your fist is for. Yeah, what does Google say?
All right, let's see what Google says.
I made out with my hand before I ever dared.
Oh, yeah, my dolls, pillows, all of it. Oh, my God, they have a video.
Oh, what?
Wow. 1.6 billion people have watched this. Oh, my gosh. So funny.
Oh, my word. It's a 15-minute video.
Oh, and it's two people talking about it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. And then, oh, my God, they're doing a demonstration. This
I'm nervous.
Funny. Oh, this is great.
Oh, and they're showing different versions of it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, no. What?
No. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not seeing anything. I'm just seeing two people talking. It's Haley and some other dude.
Matt. Oh, now he's like, Matt is like loosening his neck. Oh, no. Okay, now they're being silly.
Oh, here they go.
They just licked each other's faces.
Ew.
Let me set
that was fun. That's the last thing I Googled.
Let me set a horrifying picture for you.
Okay.
Imagine you're like at Valley Fair. And then you just see two people in line, and there's always two of these people.
Yeah, and they always have their hands in each other's back pocket. Yeah.
After they got off a wet ride, they're drenched, their jeans are wet, and they don't even give a single darn. And then they just kiss each other, and you see their tongues. And I just want to scream and run away. What else was on the list?
Like, ah! Okay, well, that's the last thing I Googled. How many ounces in a cup? Where am I?
Eight.
How to tie a tie? Thank you, Steve. Yeah. And what time is it?
Where am I?
Where am I? Yeah.
Yeah, what time is it is common because, like, what time is it in Honolulu?
Oh, sure.
You know, I think.
Sure.
Or do you think people are really just trying to figure out the current time?
I don't know. I don't know!
I don't like watching these two people.
Stop watching them.
They were on in the background.
All right, I'm going to put him on in my background, too, then.
No, don't. That's weird.
He's looking at her like he's like... Oh. First of all, she's way too pretty for him.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
They are both uniquely them.
Okay. Whatever. I'm not saying that he's not unique or attractive, but he outpunted his coverage.
Oh,
okay?
There she goes. Sports talk. Well, listen, we put this up on Facebook. What is the last thing that you Googled? And we got some really great responses.
Oh,
let me rattle some off.
Okay.
Ann says, how old is Kurt Russell? We were watching Executive Decision last night, and I thought he was pretty attractive in that movie. Was wondering what age he was at that time.
Oh, that's good.
How to harvest dill. Carrie says, I always let mine get too tall, and then they go to seed. Not this year. I just found out what that means.
Oh, you could see it on your grass. When you're mowing the lawn, if it's that long, it starts to get, you know, the tip of it starts to get that
Wait,
seed
I thing. Don't know what it means.
Maybe I'm wrong and you're right.
Well, here's what I learned about petunias last night.
Oh, I love a good petunia.
Last night, I Googled, how do you make petunias grow? And... So when their little petunias lose their flowers die, and people usually just pluck off the head of the flower. It's just like take those all off and it makes it look prettier. And he said, no, you want to get like the little viney greeny thing behind it and fully pop that whole thing off. Otherwise, it starts to create this little green seed, which communicates to the petunia, okay, we don't need to produce any more new bulbs.
Oh, interesting. I want to see when grass goes to seed. Lawn talk. Yeah, okay, I'm right. It's when it gets that little fluffy white thing on it. That's when you know you're way overdue. When I start seeing that, I get really stressed out.
Jillian says, what's the last thing you Googled? She Googled, will the mama robin attack us? She made her nest on our garage light, so we have to walk past it all the time and listen to her scream at us. Wow. That's funny. Wow. Tara looked up the Verbo house that they're staying at in Vegas next month. And then, because of social pressure, she added, I can't wait, and everyone going is fully vaccinated. Okay, anytime you travel, you're like,
you
we're bringing our masks.
Yeah, and, but we're full.
It's a big house, too, with some social distance.
Yeah, it's true.
Jenna said she looked up Chuggy. That was the last thing she Googled, and I think just Googling it makes it Chuggy.
That's funny. You know, it's interesting because it's the story, the headline says, Google just revealed the five questions people have searched for the most. But we are using Google as the verb. What's instead of saying what's the last thing you searched for on Google, we just say what's the last thing you Googled. Isn't that interesting?
So rich. Thank you for adding
You're
that.
You're welcome, Steve.
Bev looked up the Wisconsin town known for UFO visits. Sally looked up, Googled comparing three different antihistamines. Must have been an active night in Sally's household.
Really?
Trails in Red Wing. What is the best hummingbird feeder nectar recipe? Oh, that's cool. I love hummingbirds. 60 times a second their wings flap.
Wow, really?
You're D right.
When you don't see them coming, though, and you just hear the like, zzz,
yeah,
that's freaky. That freaks me out. Thank you.
You don't really love birds, do you?
I like to look at them from afar. Yes. The answer is yes.
I have little birds developing a nest in an arborvitae right now.
Oh, that's nice. I don't like when they crap on my patio.
Jennifer looked up the custard flavor of the day from the Culver's near her. Lori looked up koalas to prove to a coworker that it's not a bear. He didn't believe me. And Stephanie looked up the hours of Jin's Chow Mein. If I'm going to drive an hour, they better be open. A lot of other ones. Very funny.
Is there a different custard flavor every day?
I guess Culver's has a special custard flavor of the day. I go there for the chicken fingers and the copious amounts of salt.
Okay. That's great.
Let's play a game.
Okay, let's do it.
The Millennial X Games are coming up. We need a Millennial to call in and a Gen Xer to call in right now. 651-641-1071. If you're a part of the right team, you win a prize, and everybody can play along. Don't go anywhere. Millennial X Games, next.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. If you join by May 13th, you'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
All right. Hello. Thank you for listening. Steve,
what to do, cowgirl?
I'm going to annihilate you.
Wow.
Oh, by man, you ruined my timing.
Yes.
Are the Millennial X Games. Steve, the Millennial.
I can't even.
Versus Donna, the Gen Xer.
Like, totally awesome.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
All right, Grant's got to work the phones for a second. I think the score is 37 Donna, 4 Steve.
That, I don't think is right.
The score is 9-4. Donna, you did win last week, which was a nice job. I think you had a clean sleep. Wow. A clean sweep of all your questions.
Grant, take the rest of the day off.
I could go into timeout right now.
No.
No, you're okay, Bruce.
You're fine.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that, Steve. Okay, so we did get our two. We did get a millennial, and we did get a Gen X. Steve's lifeline's name is Tim, and he is our Gen Xer.
Oh, Tim, how old are you, man?
Steve.
Tim, how old are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm 49.
Yes.
Nice. Sweet spot, baby. Right where I want you. Still alert and sharp, but you know stuff I don't. This is good.
Oh, and he just hung up. So now we're back to square one.
That was my fault.
It's totally
If Tim could call back, that would save me a lot of work, please. We'll go to Ben right now. Ben is Donna's lifeline.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey,
Ben, how old are you?
31.
Nice, perfect. Bro.
This
90,
is perfect.
1990 you were born?
Yep.
Nice, man. Right. Crazy.
Perfect. Okay. You be on standby. I have a feeling I'm going to need you. In the meantime, Grant
You're going to need me, Donna, or Steve?
Oh, wait.
No, Donna's going to use you because she doesn't know millennial things, but you're a millennial, so you're going to help her out, and then I will have...
See, we're trying to match up the old person with the young person.
Oh, dear.
And then the young person with the... Yes.
Oh, dear.
We got this.
Well,
we got this.
We still need to now... Tim is not called back.
It was because I led with the age, and I said, like, I made fun of him, and dang it, that's my fault. I'll go it alone. I'll go it alone.
Yeah?
I don't care.
Oh, no, here, we got a call.
Oh, this
By the way,
great.
It was my daughter just had to go and get a COVID test. And anyway, my wife just got back, and she said, Donna, you made her laugh when you were struggling to find the word for a faucet earlier. You were calling a hose a faucet. It's a hose is what it's called. But also, she heard me randomly sneak in tree talk at some point, and she said, I was really glad to hear that Donna has the same level of disdain that I do for you talking
Absolutely.
About him. We were on a walk last night, and at one point she said, I just want to punch you, because I was pointing at all the trees. I was like, look at these trees. That's an oak tree. What do you think of the oak? Look, this is a full-grown hybrid poplar. And she was like, please.
Please, just
stop.
Let it go.
I guess I get obsessive about something.
Oh, you think?
Okay.
Steve, it's always something. I'm just happy we're not talking about smoking meats today.
That's right. I forgot.
How are
about
we doing, Grant?
We got Tim back.
He Timbo! Said
Tim, his phone actually hung up on him and started calling 911 on its own somehow. So he hung that up and called us back. So Tim is ready to go. Ben is ready to go. Yeah, what a nightmare that last
What a journey it was for Tim these last few minutes. We're all making fun of him. He was on 911. What is your emergency? All right, let's play.
First of all, I'm going to need you guys to... I got to get to one page here. Bear with me.
I'm going to answer first, too. I just want everybody to know. Can I just claim dominion here, being up 9-4, that I would like to answer the question first?
Yes, so that means Donna can pick, but I'm
so
sure...
guess what? I think I would like to answer the question first.
Reverse psychology. Yeah. It worked.
No, Steve is up first.
Okay, Steve is up first. That means I need you to spin that wheel, buddy. Spin it for me.
Okay.
Television.
All right, Steve. What PBS educational program introduced Gen X to the crime-solving trio of young detectives known as the Bloodhound Gang?
Whoa, the Bloodhound Gang.
PBS educational program.
I don't think it was Picture Pages. The School Bus Gang. D word. I don't think it was real. I'm gonna use my lifeline. I'm gonna burn it now.
Tim, you are on. Do you know the PBS educational program that introduced Gen Xers to the Bloodhound Gang?
No, definitely wasn't Picture Pages. Was it maybe Magic School Bus? Probably not.
We're gonna go with Magic School Bus because we don't have any other options in my brain. Magic School Bus. Lock it in tight.
Is it Clifford? Or Blue's Clues isn't right. What is it?
This is
3-2-1 Contact.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
3-2-1 Contact was the PBS educational program that introduced Gen Xers to the Bloodhound Gang. I'm sorry, Steve. That is a not good start.
Rocco has it out for me. I don't know what I did to him. I complimented his hair. He's got a mullet. I was like, that looks awesome. And then he just... slaps me in the face with that bull crap.
Hey. I didn't know that one either.
All right. Tim, thank you so much for helping out. Stay on hold for us. You're not out of the game yet. Appreciate you calling back with all the chaos that happened there for you, but thank you so much, okay?
You bet.
All right. Now, Donna, it is your turn to spin the wheel.
I'm going to kick it.
Uh-oh.
You're going to...
Oh, you got it.
Music.
Okay. Oh, music.
You can't declare your own.
I want movies. Topic. Okay,
that might come up later. All right, music is the topic. Around the World and Da Funk were two of the big singles off the 1999 debut album Homework, by which French electronic duo, who later won Grammys for both album and song of the year in 2014. Can you give me this French electronic duo?
Hans and Franz.
Final?
Nope. The electronic duo. It wasn't... I have a feeling it's like Milli Vanilli. I'm going to say Milli Vanilli, and I'm just going to stick to my guns. That is my final answer. Bye!
Is it the group... Is it Daft Punk?
Oh, dang.
Oh, and the steal. Good for 3 points.
Well, you guys have both started out over, but that's okay. Nice. We've got two more questions each for you guys. Steve, you are up. You want to spin that wheel, bud?
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Get those T-Rex hands going.
That's right where I wanted it to land. That's why I spun it that way.
All right, here we go. This Texas band's big multi-platinum selling 80s albums were Eliminator and Afterburner, selling 15 million copies between them. Name this band.
Insane person he's become.
Yeah, Rocco. Rocco, you're in timeout.
Brooks and Dunn, Texas. I love it here.
80s.
I will live here forever.
80s. Texas. 80s, band.
Texas. Pantera. Poison.
Poison. That girl is poison.
Dallas and the Duckworths.
Is it Restless Heart?
Nope.
Huh. Is it Brooks and Dunn?
It is not Brooks and Dunn. It's not a country group. It is a rock and roll group from the 80s. Think of the last letters of the alphabet. Last letter of the alphabet.
ZZ Top.
Yes, there you go.
That's hard.
Yes, that was a tough one. But now, Donna, you could possibly steal a point here. Donna, are you ready to spin that wheel?
Yes, here I go.
Movies. That's how you get your spin. That's how you get the category. Next time, push that hard. You might get movies.
You need to WD-40 that wheel, my friend.
I know. Okay, I'm ready. Ben, stand by.
All right, here we go. In 2003, Madonna won not one, but two Golden Raspberry Awards for her terrible acting. Can you name either of the movies she acted in? One was directed by her husband, Guy Ritchie, and one was a James Bond movie.
Oh, shoot. I was going to say Evita. Yeah, it was a remake of that From Here to Eternity, I think, where they're on the beach. That's the one she directed, though. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see if Ben knows. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben, do you know either of the two movies that Madonna got a Golden Raspberry Award for?
I don't.
How about Dick Tracy?
I'm just going to say Finding Dory and Finding Nemo. Just going to take a guess. I don't know.
No, I'm going to say Dick Tracy.
Okay, just say Dick Tracy. Okay.
That's not right.
I'm sorry. Dick Tracy, I give you a hint. That
with Warren Beatty.
Well, one of them was a James Bond movie. You guys could have just listed any James Bond movie for a possible
hint. I don't remember her doing a James Bond movie.
It was Die Another Day, which was her part in James Bond movie. And Swept Away was the movie that her husband, Guy Ritchie, produced or directed.
Yeah.
So far, it's 0-0. Rocco is winning. I couldn't have answered any of the questions.
Oh,
my Murger.
Ben, Murger.
Thank you so much, Dan Hold. It's not over for you, all right?
I like that he went with Finding Dory.
Finding Dory. I love it. All right. Okay, Steve, you got one more chance to steal this, buddy. You want to spin that wheel?
Yep. Headlines.
Yes.
Oh, headlines.
Watergate. The Berlin Wall. Mr. Gorbachev.
All right. In October of 1983,
I was negative 1 month.
Negative. The U.S. invaded a small Caribbean island in an attempt to slow the spread of Marxism. The military operation lasted 4 days. Can you name this island?
You got it. Come on, buddy. I believe in you.
I don't know if this is a part of the Caribbean or not, but I am going to say...
say
excuse
it.
Me.
Say
Puerto Rico is my final answer.
Grenada.
Ass.
Grenada.
Thank you for saying that, Donna, because I
you
didn't know which
Grenada,
one.
I say Grenada. You say Puerto Rico. I say Puerto Rico.
Okay, here we go.
That is a bummer.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Not going to lie, that's a 0-6 for the last two games.
Rocco, what is your problem? All right, you know what? Let's get this question in quick. Or should we take a break? You want to do
Let's
it after
Let's take
the?
A break and, oh, yeah.
Let's do it. We'll take a break. Okay. Can Donna win the game? It all comes down to this. Stay with us. We're coming right back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
The longest Millennial X Games in the history of Millennial X Games continues.
Listen, this is like a shutout that went to extra innings in baseball. So far, it's 0-0. I'm 0-3 on all my questions. Grant, looking back to last week, I'm 0-6 on my last six. Donna Valentine has a chance to win it. She's 0-2 so far today. But if you get this one, you win. You cannot do it with a lifeline. It's just you swimming in water. Otherwise, we go to a tie breaker, all right, my friends.
Here we go.
Spin that wheel.
Headlines.
Okay.
All right. The 1986 Challenger explosion was not the only fatal space shuttle disaster in NASA history. What was the name of the space shuttle that disintegrated upon re-entry, killing 7 astronauts on February 1st, 2003?
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just going to name, let's see, the Challenger, the Matador, the Mega Tube.
Are you naming amusement park rides now?
The spider, the octopus. I think it's called the, I think it starts with an M.
Is it hose, the word you're looking for? What's your final answer?
Funny. I have no idea.
Okay.
We'll just go with that. No idea is the answer. No, I'm just kidding. The answer is, in fact, the Columbia. Columbia
Space
Shuttle
Columbia.
Space Shuttle Columbia had disintegrated into re-entry, killing 7 astronauts.
Wow, that's really tragic.
In 2003.
Thanks, Rocco, for bringing us down.
Yeah, Rocco.
With a real piece of depressing news.
I've been texting with Rocco.
No. He said to me last week, he said, sorry, I went a little rough on you on the questions. And then I was like, oh, it's all good, man. Thinking he's going to go softer on us, me.
I said, you're a disaster. He said, yay. I said, we are 0-0. He wrote, makes for good radio, right? Rocco, you suck. Okay, Rocco's here with us right now. What? Ben, by the way, Ben, and let's do something for these poor guys.
Just give them shirts.
Yeah. What we'll do is...
we had a winner this morning who gave away her
Yeah, so we'll get...
prize.
I'll just get both of their information. We'll get them both a prize, and you guys can talk to Rocco, okay?
Okay. All right.
Rocco, welcome to the show.
Hey. Yeah, I heard a little bit. I heard ZZ Top. I heard Daft Punk. I heard a little bit of Madonna.
Yeah. Rocco, today I was 0-3. Donna's 0-3. We're going to go to a tiebreaker here, which you can stick around for.
Yeah, let's do it.
Also, Grant pointing out that dating back to last week, I'm 0 for my last six. We wonder if you might be a high school pitcher, not realizing that you're in Little League with us.
I know. I mean, I try to make them a little bit difficult, but, you know, I don't know.
I don't.
Grenada.
That one was,
you know what?
Crazy.
I honestly forgot that there was a Columbia space shuttle disaster. How'd you guys do on that one?
Terrible.
Not good.
That was the last
not
question.
Good
right
That's
before
a big
you
deal.
In.
I mean, you should people
You're
should
right.
remember that. You're remember right. the Columbia. That's I'm going to get a tattoo.
Treat us
of that.
A little more like you would Lori and Julie. Just
I know.
Little...
I should put like I don't know. Yeah, like the ZZ Top one. Like you said, once you heard it, you probably knew it. But maybe I should have said like. It featured hits like Legs and Sharp Dressed Man.
There we
maybe,
go.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe just name one song.
Yeah, one extra little crumpet.
Yeah.
And then the Madonna one.
Again, I didn't know those either, but I figured a millennial should know that. I mean, that's a big deal to get a double golden raspberry award. People should remember that.
Well, we probably have the radio version of that coming our way very soon.
Hey. Good for you. Now.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Rocco, if you have a minute.
Yes.
Why don't we have Rocco stick around? And then, Grant, we do need to decide this. So why don't we go to the tiebreaker, which I believe is always a numerical question. Closest without going over wins?
Yes.
Okay. Unless we both go over and then it's just closest to.
Okay, is Rocco going to be my lifeline?
No. Rocco's just going to be here.
I'm just see how you do.
Okay,
to survey this,
and
so that as he goes,
rub my nose in it.
Yes,
like a bad puppy.
Yes,
like a bad puppy.
And Rocco's got a puppy right
That's
now.
Right. Oh, new puppy, Bernedoodle.
Little Bernedoodle. Really cute.
Beautiful.
That thing's going to be ginormous.
Donna,
nothing wrong with big dogs.
You're right.
Okay,
here we go.
How many top 40 singles did ZZ Top have? From the albums Eliminator and Afterburner.
All right,
top 40 singles.
Donna, do you want to go first or second?
Top 40 singles?
Yeah, how many top 40 singles did ZZ Top have from the albums Eliminator and Afterburner?
I only know she got legs, knows how to use it. I'm going to say five. Five. The answer is five.
Okay, and I'm going to say one.
One?
Closest without going over.
Steve's pulling some Prices Right shenanigans here, but it did not work. Donna.
No.
Nice job. It was six total. Give me all your loving.
Oh, yeah. Give me all your loving.
Legs.
All your hugs and kisses, too.
Sleepy Bags, Stages, Rough Boy, and Velcro Fly were the six that won. So,
bummer.
Donna, nice job.
Thank you. Yeah,
Donna.
Rocco.
Thank you, Rocco, for all of your help.
No,
all
right. Spram.
I'll keep in mind your criticism for next week.
Thank you.
Okay. It's only a criticism for ourselves, actually, because we're dumb.
Oh, and Rocco, just to talk business on the air, I'm going to come over to your place at about 2 o'clock.
Okay, see you then.
I love you.
Goodbye. Bye, Rocco. Oh, man. Oh, and he looks cool.
I know, his hair. I saw his hair the other day from behind. I was like, dude, your flow is real right now.
Yeah, he's got style.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think I could ever pull off his style. Ever.
It's not easy to describe.
He is.
But let's try.
Trendy slob.
No.
I'm just kidding.
There's a hipster vibe to him.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there's a hipster vibe.
He's got a great beard, good flow of hair, especially with the mullet now, and his knowledge of music and obscure stuff is
unbelievable
what he knows.
He's great at singing, too.
I didn't know that.
You should listen to him on Lo J. He'll do some sing-alongs with him, and he legitimately can sing.
Well, doesn't he do some of our, he does our Tipsy.
He puts all those together.
What's the other one I'm thinking of?
How about Money Monday?
Money, money. Yes, he does that.
Is that him? Wait, let's listen.
Come on now, let's talk some money.
Money. Oh, good. Let's talk about money.
Money Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So,
Money Monday.
He also does
choices.
Fridays at 11:30 when we do Slow Jam, that we Slow Jam Donna and Steve. He takes his voice to such a low register there when he introduces that. His voice is an instrument.
He's amazing.
Except he sucks at making easy, relatable questions.
Real bad.
Super sucky at that, but really great at so many other things.
Yeah. I do like that we don't have to come up with the questions ourselves anymore.
And let me be clear. We are not attempting to retake the reins there.
Okay.
No, we don't want that. Okay. We would get him to Ryan Perpich about 30 seconds before the show, and then he'd just be like, hey, bro, you going to get me those questions, bro? coming back. The music is bringing us into the game. Yeah, here, I just sent it. I like Rocco doing it.
Here we go. Here's Rocco's slow jam start.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for a Donna and Steve slow jam.
He gets really low there.
That is really good.
He's got some pipes.
Man. Really good.
Anyway.
Oh, man, Steve. Good game.
Thanks, Donna.
That's two in a row for you, Donna.
Yay. Yep, you're doing great. The score now on
that makes it 9-5. 9-5. Nice job.
Am I winning?
Steve is.
Oh, wow.
You're losing all the games. No, Donna. No, don't hit the things. No, people are coming in after you. Stop.
Okay, fine.
Are you pretty pumped? I guess I should have asked you this earlier, but Donna's pretty excited about a brand new Twin Cities Live today coming up 3 o'clock.
Oh,
channel
that's
5.
Right. I am. Things like this are going to happen today. Food.
Oh, yeah. We'll do the food part. Follow it up with some fashion.
And then what happens?
Overarching fun.
You got it.
3 to 4:30. Twin Cities Live? Scared Ellen off TV? Question mark. Ellen announced she's leaving her show 2022.
Yeah, she did. We still got time. Don't worry about it. All right, Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 9. Thank you for listening, you guys. We love you long time.
Love you, love you.